Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, I want to praise God again. The pieces are going together. I've had some exciting conversations and people contacting us. So good to hear from Brother Don Butcher over there in the Othello, Washington area. This dear brother is a Christian that loves the Lord and loves Indians. He got quite a bit of love for old Don Klein. It goes way back. It's quite a story. We had an Indian boy that was God was blessing, and his name was Bob Two Teeth. And he was kind of working on his own. Then he got his son in and one or two others over there in western Montana. And he's hitting several reservations, and they heard the broadcast, and they looked me up, and they crawled in their old car and just decided to come out here and meet with me. I didn't know anything about it. But they got in their car and started out, and they got over in eastern Washington someplace about halfway out here, and their car broke down, and they didn't have any money to get it fixed. So they took a job washing dishes in a restaurant, and they washed dishes for a week. And there were three of them in that group, and they didn't get them down a bit. They're used to being broken against the wall, and the problems were nothing new to Bob Two Teeth and his partners. And they came on out, and we had such a wonderful visit, and they wanted to know what my ministry was all about, and I told them that I was called of God to approach Indians and not to try to make white men out of them, but try to win them to Jesus Christ and to talk in language that they could understand and communicate on a level that they could get hold of the promises of God and the reality of it. And so we had a wonderful time, and that's where friendship started. And out of that, why, along the way, I was helping a precious little handmaiden of the Lord, Cheryl Dormeyer, over in eastern Washington and around the Othello area, and living with her mama and dad, and doing what she could to help Indians. And to make a long story short, along the way, Bob Two Teeth and Cheryl Dormeyer, after several years of laboring and Indian work, they felt drawn to each other, and they married. And it was a beautiful situation. They loved the Lord, and it worked out so good. But along the way, God took Bob home to heaven. But in the meantime, he had contacted, through Cheryl over at Othello, this Don Butcher. And Don Butcher was a grower, a produce grower, onions, potatoes, apples. That's kind of the produce belt of eastern Washington over around Othello. And he started giving Bob Two Teeth and Cheryl Dormeyer, and then brother and sister Two Teeth, and started giving them fruit and potatoes and stuff. And then they told them about my ministry, and they branched out. Brother Don Butcher, bless his heart, he gave us several semi-loads, and we got one of them up to Alaska, and then a barge outfit at Tacoma heard the broadcast, and they said, there's no need of you running that 18-wheeler. You just bring it down here and put it on one of our barges, and we'll take it up there. And out of that, why, we barged a load of fruit up there and took it at Anchorage, and then had to get it on it. We wanted to get it into Fairbanks. That was our point of contact. And the people up there in Fairbanks, out at the big airport, a very important military installation, as the municipal airport, there was an empty hangar, and they said, why don't you use that for your warehouse? And so we had a warehouse where we could store a whole truckload of stuff. And then several missionaries got in on the action, and they formed a little old brotherhood of their own, and they didn't officially incorporate or anything, but we had missionaries coming in clear from Nome, come in and fly in their little old planes and land on the water or land on the rivers. And it just was a sight to behold. And actually, way back there in the beginning, there's some that made a trip down there to get food that we were bringing in there with the truck with dog sleds. But that soon gave way to, they got into power units, and they'd pull three or four sleds behind one of those snowmobiles, and they could use the rivers. There's no roads, and they just run on the frozen rivers. And we had people, and it got a lot of excitement around the little town of North Pole, and that's where we kind of headquartered. And a good brother there in the mission work, he kind of cooperated, and we just cooperated with him, and he kind of run the thing, and we just had the wonderful privilege of getting him supplies and Bibles and clothing and food to give to the people that were in need. And so that's the way it went. Now, after all these years, it continued down here in the States with the 18-wheelers, but now this man contacted me and said, I've got a whole truckload of produce, and I want to give it to you. And I said, well, thank you, dear brother. I'll sure take it. And I'll tell you, I just was so excited about it, and I got all arranged and fixed up and got everything in order, and Art Haddock came out of the woodwork from nowhere. I've told you that story. But we were going to use some others in the sickness and one thing and another, and there it looked like I was in a corner, but there are no corners with God. He provided dear old brother Art Haddock, and we went out there, and man, we had to go in that orchard warehouse with that 18-wheeler. Wasn't made for a 48-footer, and we were mighty glad we weren't any longer than that, and we kind of jimmied up the mud flaps on the rear wheels of the trailers backing around up there in the sagebrush, but we got it done, and we got the load over there, and what a blessing it was to have all that. And we went right to Browning, Montana with it, where we'd gone years ago and had a number of preachers that had worked with us, and we got a hold of them, and they weren't getting any help, and so we went in there, and what a hallelujah time. Now, been in contact with Brother Don Butcher again. He calls his farm or ranch Thirsty Acres. And he's growing and stuff. And then he's ministering. He calls that Agape Food Bank. And he's got a manager now, a minister, Earl Lee, a man that loves the Lord and worked in there. And Brother Don Butcher needed help with all that's on him, so he kind of has leaning on his partner. And I don't know, we just call him the Minister of Operations, I guess. They didn't give him an official title, but what a blessing is. And here we were able to get that full load, and now the phone's ringing again, and there's more potatoes to be had. Tons of them. Neighbor, God moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. And we don't have the money to buy food. We've bought a lot of it, but it just depletes our operation cash, and we need it to get it there. And so we're dependent. It's so helpful when we're given, but the salvage food market has been so tight. But God is working it all out, and praise be the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Keep up the good work. We need your help because we're growing, and we just do what we have income to do with, so we're dependent upon our team. Heavenly Father, bless the team today. We pray thee, O Lord, that thou would prosper and bless and multiply that which these dear teammates are giving us, that we might operate and carry on the outreach to Indians that sit in the darkness of reservations, bound, O God, hungry and seeking. They need Jesus. Help us to tell the good news, the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Prosper the work and continue keeping your hand on it, and we will give thee the praise and the honor and the glory, for we ask it in thy name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Join us tomorrow as Debbie and Marv give us the First Nation Ministries update.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.